Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. And if you are not aware by now, we were talking about it this morning. We discussed quite a bit yesterday the mayor's proposal to amend the residency requirement in the city of New Bedford so that Unit C employees, the managerial non-union positions, could live elsewhere and not have to live in the city as a condition of employment or suffer a 10% pay penalty. As we reported yesterday, the mayor also sent a letter to the heads of the AFSCME union, which is all the municipal employees that aren't in the other unions, and to the head of the fire union to say, we are also, you know, looking to make it more fair for you as well. We are going to be, you know, not enforcing the residency requirement for AFSCME employees, which is required for the duration of their employment. And we're going to knock back the fire department's, the fire union's residency requirement from 10 years to 5 years to match what the police now have. And so in last night's meeting, City Solicitor Jakes was there to say, you know, we are looking to table this for a couple of weeks so that we can work out memorandums of understanding with those unions going forward, because they're not in a collective bargaining period, so they can't change the contract, but they can change the way that they're going to enforce what's in the contract, which is why these MOAs would be needed. You know, basically like the mayor saying, we're going to do this, and then the unions are saying, we'd like to see that in writing. You know, that's kind of what a memorandum of understanding would be about. And so they need a couple of weeks to get that together, and then the council could vote. The ordinance committee voted unanimously to table that, and so it'll come back up in a couple of weeks. But the council's appetite for approving it remains to be seen, because Councillor Lopes talked about wanting to have a residency requirement for people that are coming from other states outside of Massachusetts or Rhode Island. Councillor Burgo said that he didn't want to see it at all, or that he wanted to be fair. If you're not going to have it for some, not have it for the others. Councillor Morad, Councillor Chiquette, they don't want to see it in place. I didn't get to watch all of the meeting, but the bulk of the discussion, that's what I came away with. So if someone else spoke and I missed it, I apologize. It was multitasking. So there's no movement on that as of right now. We were also talking about this story where there was an old Rochester boys basketball player on Monday night during the state semifinal game against Pittsfield. Pittsfield scored a basket. There was some sort of interaction between an old Rochester player and a Pittsfield player. The old Rochester player then spit on the Pittsfield player. And there was video of it that was put up on Instagram, and we actually have it in the story at WBSM.com and on the app so you can see it. It was blatant. It happened. And the old Rochester student player, the student athlete, he admitted it to school officials the next day. And the decision was made for him to be removed from the team. So he will not be part of the team's state championship game coming up on Saturday. The school administration, the athletic director, the coach, they all put it together, put out this joint statement. And in that joint statement, they were saying that they're working with and informing Pittsfield Public Schools of what's going on. They're informing the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic, the MIAA, since I can't get my words out. They inform them of what they're doing, and they will punish the student in accordance to the school's discipline guidelines. Now, as I was saying earlier, the comments that are out there on social media, people are just taking it to extremes, inferring things. I didn't even really want to get into it, but it was a white player from Old Rochester and a black player from Pittsfield. Old Rochester is a predominantly white team coming from a suburban area, a rural area. So people are trying to make it into more than it was. And it's just a heat of the moment reaction and bad decision by a kid, a teenager. So people are trying to make it into something more than that. As I said, you know, I know the family a little bit. My son played along with this kid's older brother in youth sports. My son did not continue sports. At around 8 years old or so, he decided he wanted to be a swimmer and wanted to focus on that year round instead of playing all the different sports. And he did that for a couple of years. And then when it came time for him to move into a competitive team or a competitive format, he chose not to take swimming anymore because he's just not a competitive person. He didn't want to compete. He's not motivated by that. So this family, they went on to be great basketball players. But, you know, I haven't seen them in probably about almost 15 years. So everybody that is, you know, giving me information about this is telling me, you know, he's a good kid. He can be, you know, a little bit hot-headed sometimes, but, you know, he's never done anything like this before. And it really was just kind of a heat-of-the-moment thing. He admitted to what he did, took his punishment, and now hopefully everybody just moves on. As I was saying earlier, it didn't really affect the outcome of the game. So I think if, you know, he is admitting to it, he's sorry for what he did, he's taking his punishment, hopefully he's reaching out and apologizing to the player if he didn't already. I just, you know, people see something like this and they want to make a bigger deal out of it than it is. They'll make a bigger deal out of a altercation like this in a game between two players. And again, I'm not saying it shouldn't be getting attention, that it shouldn't have been investigated, and that there shouldn't be punishment for it. But this is like, I'm getting news alerts from the Boston stations about this. It's featured on the newscasts on TV. I think it's more egregious what you had going on last week in Rhode Island, where you had parents that were getting arrested at a basketball game between kids that are 5, 6, 7 years old, because they got into an altercation over a call that was made in a game where nobody's even keeping score. Or if they are keeping score, like, nobody cares because it's just about learning the game. Kind of a bit of a double standard there. To care so much about what happened between the kids on the court, which, again, these kind of things happened when I was in high school. I've covered youth sports. I did it for a long time. And stuff like this happens. Maybe it's not somebody spitting on somebody, but, oh, I heard plenty of things over the years that I said, how can you let your kids say that? Wareham football for many years under Dan Nault, these were some of the most respectful kids that you would ever see. But in the middle of a game, I'd still hear them yelling. You know, I'd be on the sideline covering the game. I'd still hear them yelling some stuff at the other team. I'd say, whoa, you're lucky the ref didn't hear you say that. Because it's just how kids are. And the way that they talk to each other in just their common parlance of everyday life is something that would make most adults say, you can't say that to another kid. So was it wrong? Yes. Was this, you know, the malice at the palace? No. Was this Rudy T taking a punch to the face? No. Was this Tree Bites Man? No. This was just a dumb, stupid mistake. I think I kept that to all basketball references, too. I did. So this is just a dumb mistake made in the heat of a moment by a teenager. However, that's not to say that the right decision wasn't made to remove him from the team. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
How are you doing? Interesting subject.
Well, what are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts is?
Yeah.
He should be suspended from school. Obviously, he's kicked off the team. I'm a big, sports nut, especially, you know, I am from Wham. Things get emotional. I went to the game the other night in Taunton, and it was such a barn burner. And the kids were driving, you know, the Wham fans nuts. I mean, yelling and screaming, and, you know, and it got emotional. The refs were terrible at the end of the game. It looked like they were trying to steal the game away from Wham. And when the last basket went in, I turned around at about, I don't know, 100 students, and I went, stop the buses. And I said to myself, what am I doing yelling at, you know, teenagers?
Right.
So I can understand the emotion in sports, you know. I mean, sometimes things just, you know, it just happens like an instant.
And that's why people like it, because it makes you feel those things.
Right. But having said that, right, I've been watching the gentleman from O.R., for the last 3 years. Very good player. Good size. But every time, because they're a rivalry of ours, that we play them, he gets technicals. You know, he taunts the players. He even taunts the fans. Like, if he makes a three, he puts his three fingers up right at you know, all the fans. I mean, uncharacteristic type stuff that should have been addressed 2 years ago. And I would, when I go to these games, I would say, you know, this kid's such a punk, you know, I would say, right? And everybody would say, yeah, but you know, he is, right? But he's actually from Wham, the gentleman that did what he did.
Yeah, originally they did, but they moved.
Yeah, well, you know who they are, right? I don't want to state their names.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not. Right. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
All right. So he has a lot of ties to Wham. I should say that. That's what I should have said. A lot of the kids know him. They played basketball, youth basketball, JVA, all that type of stuff, right? But when it happened in the game, I'm sure you saw what happened. Where, you know, he did what he did, and the kid was just upset and pushed him. He got a technical. They ended up losing that game, and the momentum changed real big time because of a lot of people blame that, you know, what happened. K- kid was out of the game, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, kudos to the staff of O'Hara that, you know, after they saw what happened, they, you know, they took, you know, action on it.
Yeah.
But to me, it's the spit in somebody's face has got to be the lowest thing you could do, lower than whale sperm. You know, it's just so dehumanizing than pushing somebody in the heat of the moment, you know, saying somebody in the heat of the moment, but to spit in somebody's face, it's like, you know, it's law.
And I think he's paying probably the work. I mean, again, you know, there'll be punishment from the school too, but just not being able to play because he's a senior, right?
Yeah, he's a senior.
So just being not able to play in the last game of your senior season in the most important game of your life, the state championship game, and you don't get a chance to play because you made a dumb mistake. I mean, I think, hope that's a lesson learned, and I hope that that's something that he takes away.
You know, it's funny you say it because that's exactly what I thought. You know, I go, you know, but I've been reading a lot of things. In fact, my son is you know, played on the basketball team. They lost in the championship and the Final Four when he was in high school. And he was saying that, you know, that a lot of the people were writing things like, well, you know, it was the heat of the moment, you know, and all these sticking up things for him. And I'm going like, are you serious?
Well, yeah. I'm saying the same thing because I don't think.
Why?
Has he ever spit on anybody before?
Don't matter. You don't spit in nobody's face. That's why his butt's going to not
does,
play.
It does matter. It does matter.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does. Yes, it
if
does.
If I go in an argument with you and I spit in your face, what would you do?
If you had never spit in my face before, I would be like, wow, that's very uncharacteristic
come
of you.
Come on. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, it sounds like you have a dislike for the kid that has already tainted your opinion of him.
I have if my kid.
You called him a punk.
Anybody.
You said that he's been a punk. Wait, so you no, already made up your mind about him.
No, I've been watching him do things in the last few years playing for O'Hara High School basketball.
Did you ever watch him spit in somebody's face before?
No.
Then it's uncharacteristic of him.
No, they took appropriate action in the game, gave him technicals, they did the things that he's supposed to do. While he was playing on the team in the game. But to do that, some things are just intolerable. You don't do that.
No doubt, and I agree with you. I'm just saying, you can say that it's uncharacteristic if it's something they've never done before.
Right. I mean, so if I only shot you once, does that mean because I never did it before, I get a pass? Are you kidding me?
I didn't say you get a pass. I said it is uncharacteristic of you.
Right. Yeah, it's uncharacteristic, but the bottom line is that if you make poor choices in life and it's uncharacteristic, you have to pay the price.
Right, and he is doing that. Yeah.
Why does the superintendent think that he should be kicked off? Why does this own kid, Mr. Cavallo, thinks he should be kicked off? But you don't?
Are you asking me, or are you talking about the people that you've seen commenting?
No, the people that say comment, I already know that, but even the people that are in charge kicked them off because they thought it was egregious enough to be him not to play, right?
Yeah. I mean, and
so why would you feel the opposite?
Well, I don't. But why anybody else would, I don't know. I got to hold you there because
he should be kicked off. You don't think he should be kicked off?
No, I did. Me personally, I do. I said that they took the right action.
All right. I'm sorry. Did I apologize? Because I thought you said that.
Yeah, sorry. That's why I was confused.
All right. I apologize because, you know, basically what I was telling you is that some of the people that were feeling like, it was, you know, because it was a championship game, and I understand, like I told you, I'm a sports person, my family's a sports person, my kids, I understand it. My cousin I was on the board that nominated my cousin to be the coach for Whitney. I don't care who it is. I just don't care who it is. If you do something that, when you cross that line like that bad, you got to pay. You got to pay. You should be kicked out. She should be suspended from school for a certain amount of time, but definitely off the team.
And it remains to be seen.
That's why they pulled the strings like quick. As soon as they saw those videos and saw what he did, because he got away with it in the game because, you know, you got three refs out there, but somehow they missed it. you know.
Well, I mean, it's a hard thing to see in real time if you're not close enough.
Yeah, that's
enough.
True. You're right. You know, and I told my son that when he showed me, I said, well, you know, the ref, I don't think it's any ref would let him get away with it. I said, they obviously missed it, you know. But when after they saw what they saw, they go, he got to go. And they said, you're off the team.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's suspended for spring sports as well. I got to hold you there, though, because I got to take a break. But thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye.
And we will take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news from Phil. Then more of your calls, 508-996-0500. All right, I made him wait long enough. Take it away, Phil Devitt.
A proposed TikTok ban is now in the Senate's hands. A bill floats a four-day work week for the United States and a snack recall at Walmart.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says that the House will apply every amount of pressure on the Senate to get the bill banning TikTok passed. The House on Wednesday approved the bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of the social media app. It would require TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech giant ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. There's a strong proposal on the table right now for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters Wednesday. He added that it's up to Hamas to take the deal and end the suffering in the region. There are no reports of injuries after an American Airlines flight made an emergency landing at LAX. The plane, which took off from Dallas, landed safely Wednesday night. It's not clear what kind of mechanical problem the Boeing 777 experienced. Last week, a United Airlines plane, also a Boeing 777, made an emergency landing at LAX after losing a tire during takeoff in San Francisco. President Joe Biden will be in Michigan today as he seeks to hold on to the support of voters in that state in November. He spoke in Wisconsin yesterday, highlighting new investments in infrastructure. Biden said more than $3 billion in grants will be used across the U.S. to help repair neighborhoods and communities cut off from transportation infrastructure years ago. Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing a bill that would establish a four-day work week in the U.S. If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a four-year period. Actress Olivia Munn reveals she's been fighting breast cancer for the past year. In an Instagram post Wednesday, the X-Men and Newsroom star said she was diagnosed in February of last year. The 43-year-old mother of one said she hoped sharing her journey would help others find comfort, inspiration, and support on their own journeys. And the FDA is recalling cashews sold at Walmart. Great Value honey roasted cashews are being recalled for not correctly labeling proper allergen warnings for milk and coconut. Concerned shoppers can check and see if they're affected by the blue wrap around the label and July 8th best used by date.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Red Sox play the Philadelphia Phillies at spring training today at 1:05. Boston Bruins play the Montreal Canadiens tonight at 7. And the Celtics play the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Thursday morning. Mostly cloudy skies to start. Temperature in the mid-40s as we head into the afternoon becomes a mostly sunny, mild. Temperatures lower 50s. That breeze out of the east once again, keeping it cooler along the immediate coastline. Overnight tonight, clouds will increase. Temperature around 42. As we head into Friday, chances for rain will be increasing. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Garmin on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That's a long time, a year, to wait. I mean, I would just give it up at this point, Sting. Nobody's, yeah, you should have known right from the start. Nobody's helping you out at that point. I love the police. I've said this before on the air, but it bears repeating. I love the police. I've listened to them my whole life, think they're great. And I don't like reggae music, and a lot of their music is just reggae music. But I love the police. And one day, I was in the car with my mom, and my mom changed it. Now, my mom hates Roxanne, and I can understand people don't like that song. It kind of goes right down people's backs to hear, you know, saying, Roxanne, I get it. But she's like, I can't stand the police. And I was like, all the police songs? You don't like any police songs? She's like, no. Why? Why don't you like the police, Mom? Because all they do is repeat themselves. Oh, man. Oh, man, she's absolutely right. That is all they do is repeat themselves. Sting's such a great writer. Why do they just repeat themselves so much? So that's always in the back of my mind every time I hear a police song, and I tell her all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was listening to the police on the way over to your house, Mom. Thanks for ruining it for me. But anyway, 508-996-0500. Speaking of police, of course, they have a 5-year residency requirement. Mayor Mitchell is looking to bring the fire unions down from 10 to 5. Now, again, it's in their collectively bargained contract that's 10 years, so it can't be changed officially until the next contract is negotiated. The AFSCME employees, they have to live in the city for the duration of their employment. That cannot be removed until the next negotiation of that contract. But the mayor did ask for a tabling of his proposal to eliminate the residency requirement for Unit C managerial employees until he can work out a memorandum of understanding with those two unions to back up what he put in a letter to them saying, as we go forward with this plan to make things equal and fair, I'm going to not enforce the residency requirement for AFSCME employees, and I'm going to not enforce it for firefighter union members who have had at least 5 years of service so that it matches what the police now have to have as their service requirement. So he'll be in with Chris in the 11 o'clock hour. They can talk more about that. We can find out more of the mayor's thinking on it. It sounds like the council is not sure exactly, you know, which way they're going to go, but it depends on if they see some other changes to this. Councillor Lope suggesting he's fine with not having residency requirements for people who are from Massachusetts or Rhode Island, but that if they're coming from out of state, like they've had happen with previous positions, if somebody's going to uproot their family and move from New Jersey, then they should live in the city, not buy a house in Dartmouth. I look at it from, and I get Councillor Lopes's position on that. I understand what he's saying, but I also look at it from the position of, well, why can you say it's okay for somebody who lives in Dartmouth to take that job and not have to move? But if somebody wants to move to Dartmouth from another state to get the job, they can't do that. The only way to make it fair is to just eliminate it. Otherwise, you start making qualifications. Those qualifications are going to hurt you at some point for a candidate. Obviously, you want to have qualifications for the job. I mean, if you're qualifying the residency requirement for certain people. So let's see. You know, I'm sure over the next couple of weeks, we can hear from the counselors. Chris will, I'm sure, have some of them on. And we'll take their temperature of how they feel about this as these changes are being proposed, and maybe the mayor changes his mind on some of it. Chris can ask him later if he would consider abolishing it outright, even if just for a brief period of time, you know, for a couple of years, and then they can revisit it. So all of this is still part of the discussion. And of course, we were talking about the old Rochester basketball player, now no longer with the team, ahead of the biggest game of what would have been the biggest game of his career, as he is being punished now for spitting on an opposing player during the state semifinal game against Pittsfield. And I want to make it clear in case it wasn't clear earlier. He should be suspended from the team. He should be off the team for what he did. He will probably face some discipline at school as well, as he should. All of that is absolutely, and you know what? They might even say you can't play spring sports. And I could see that as being a just decision because you violated the rules of being a student athlete at Old Rochester. Unsportsmanlike behavior is the most avoidable thing. And granted, I'm sure it was a heat of the moment type situation. But if you are a player who knows that you're a bit of a hothead, as the previous caller was mentioning, and as others have commented on the story, that means you have to be even more aware of your surroundings. As I said, I knew this family when they lived in Wareham and when my son was playing with this kid's older brother. I'm sure his dad has told him, you need to think in those moments. You need to have control of your emotions. But this is not what other people are trying to turn it into. And as I said, you know, I don't want to make a big deal out of it here. I don't want to give it any more air than it needs, but there are a lot of people trying to point to the fact that it is a white player who spit on a black player. And this has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with it's a Bulldog player who spit on a whatever Pittsfield is. I don't remember. There was a time when I tried to learn every team's nickname, mascot, but I never got out that far to Pittsfield. We used to keep a running file at the Standard Times because we would always be like, wait, what's this team called? And like, and so you'd start Google searching and trying to figure it out. And so finally we just realized, let's just keep a file. So we had a nice long running file, but I don't remember what Pittsfield is. But that's what this is about. This is about just, he spat on an opponent. Didn't matter who it was. Still wrong, but just not what people are trying to turn it into. But what ends up happening is you've got a black player going up against a team of all white kids coming from predominantly white communities, and people are going to look for the more salacious part of that just isn't there. So I guess that comes with the territory of folks not being fully aware of the situation, just looking at it on its surface. Certainly when it hit Instagram and that video that's in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, when people see that, not knowing the circumstances of everything, they're just looking at a video and seeing a white kid spitting on a black kid. And that's when it turns into that. 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. Open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I've got to take a break here. A reminder that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Dennis LaRocque. He is, I believe the term is chief medical officer at South Coast Health, but he's also the surgeon who performed my kidney surgery, and he is one of the best kidney surgeons in all of Massachusetts, in all of New England, maybe even in all of the country. And he's going to join us to talk with us about March being Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. So that'll be coming up in just a little bit. But right now, I've got to take a quick break. Caller, hang on. We will get to you as soon as we come back from the break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
App
508-996-0500. Let's go right back to the phones. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Shawnee.
So, I remember when my son played sports, but nothing like that went on.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot of things, you know, and I don't know how different I am in age from your son, but I know, you know, in the days before social media and everybody recording everything during games, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that happened that people just didn't know about, kind of that, you know, that back and forth.
How old are you, Tim?
I'm 46.
Well, he's 40.
So, yeah. So in our day, you know, people weren't recording everything we were doing. But a lot of times, too, in those days when something like that happened during a game, you know, you realize that it was just the game and then people didn't carry it over after it. But these days, you know, these things can fester and can keep going.
No, you don't spit on other people.
No, coach, of course not.
The coach should be teaching that anyway. Whatever, that's whoever did the spitting needs to be reprimanded.
Well, he's off the team, and I'm sure he's going to be getting a punishment at school for it as well.
I hope they give him a good one. Anyway, where's that chicken? Is that place you're talking about the chicken? Is that there's a hot dog place, and there's a car wash, and then there's two. Which one is it? There's two other places. It's on Tarkin Hill Road in Bellevue, right?
Yep. So it's right across from D's Hot Dogs. So, you know, D's is on the corner there. On the opposite corner is Gas Express. And Crispy Crunchy Chicken is inside Gas Express.
Yeah, and then what's that other thing that's across from that liquor store?
Yep, there's the liquor store there and one of the, what's it, Metro? One of the Metro pizza places. So.
Oh, yeah, all right. Oh, so that's where it is. Yeah, I thought they had food there before. They had like a little mini mart. They used to have in that Gas Express.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, if you get a chance to try it, it's going to be some of the best chicken you've ever had.
Oh, I'm going to try it. It sounds so good when you're talking about it.
And I
don't like Kentucky anymore. They don't give you anything, and it's, I don't know. They took away the grilled one, and it's not as good.
Are you more of a, do you like, you know, the bone-in chicken, or would you get one of the boneless tenders?
I'd go for either one.
The boneless tenders are huge, and they're big and meaty, and it's like breast meat in there. So it's not like a chicken nugget where it's like all the leftover parts kind of smushed into a nugget. This is pure breast meat, and it is amazing.
Yeah, I got to give it a try. Now, the jambalaya, is that just, there's no shrimp in that, right? It's just right? It's right?
I don't know. I got it the first time I went, and I don't remember what else was in it. But I think it might just be the beans and the rice and the seasonings, but I can't be certain. They'll tell you if you ask them, though.
Hey, Tim, you know what I was listening to? I heard that medicine you're on is supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, they were talking about how what's it, Wegovy, is that the one that's the version of Ozempic? That is actually, they're finding out people that have heart issues that is benefiting them.
Yeah, I heard something like that.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see where it goes. I mean, hopefully my target is to try to see where I'm at when I'm on my 1 year anniversary of taking it in July and then see if maybe I can go off of it and, you know, see if I maintain after that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to listen to this guy you got coming on, Doctor, whoever.
Yeah. Dr. LaRock. Yeah. He's the best. I mean, he's such a great guy and, you know, very upfront, very knowledgeable, and very calming. So it was really great having him. And I was very lucky to have, you know, literally the best kidney surgeon around doing my surgery.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to him now.
Coming up, probably about 8:15, I think he's going to be calling in.
All right.
Okay. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye, Tim.
Take care. And yes, that'll be coming up. That'll be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with Dr. LaRock because it is Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. And as I've been saying, you know, if I've got this platform here and I went through that myself, that's kind of, you know, the higher power or fate or whoever you want to say it is directing me like, hey, this is something you should be talking about. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.